Welcome to the sanctuary, this place of healing, this still constant point in our lives to which we come for succor. But life is not still. It is always changing, always experimenting, always out of our control, always disrupting our planned future. Right now, at this moment, I feel a profound sense of loss that Chris and Lauren are leaving us. I love them both and will miss them deeply. They are an important part of why I love South Church. Some part of me wants to go down that black rabbit hole of conspiracy theories and blame finding, trying to make sense of the situation. But fortunately, a much larger part of me knows better. There's an old Taoist tale about a poor farmer who only had one horse to plow his fields. One day, the horse ran away. The neighbors commiserated with the farmer about bad luck. The farmer replied, "We shall see." In some versions, it's time will tell, and some it's, that is what it is. But a week later, the horse returned with a herd of horses from the hills, and now the neighbors flocked to congratulate the farmer about his good luck. The farmer replied, "We shall see." The farmer's child was hurt badly while trying to tame one of the horses, and people came to offer condolences. The farmer replied, "We shall see." Weeks later, the army came and conscripted every able-bodied young person from the village to fight in a war. They left the farmer's child behind, the only child of the village not taken. Good luck or bad luck, we shall see. Meg Wheatley, a noted management consultant who focuses on systems thinking, change, chaos, and the learning organization, believes that times of abrupt change, when people are uncertain and confused, are great opportunities for organizational growth and building resilience. Wheatley calls chaos the point where people move into such deep confusion that they let go of their present conceptions of how to solve a problem and how things should be. When they move into that place of not knowing and stay there for a while, what happens is that the process of self-organization kicks in. Instead of being leaderless, the organization becomes leaderful. It is a shock when something we relied on, an anchor in our lives, changes suddenly. But that is the sort of thing we evolve to recover from quickly and adapt to new situations, new mechanisms. Our congregation is a living system with thousands of interconnections. We are constantly creative and experimenting to discover what's possible. As meaning makers, co-creating the beloved community of South Church, we shape our collective identity. As we engage with one another to fill the absence of our beloved ministers, we will create new opportunities and new patterns of resilience. This is a time for all of us to honor our discomfort and confusion, to mourn and to recognize what is really important to each of us and bring that to the table. A time for all of us to lead from our hearts, to do what we see is needed. Wheatley cites the example of termites who build mounds up to 20 feet tall with air conditioning and water storage capabilities spread throughout. Scientists have looked for organizational hierarchies or genetic programming, but it seems as though one termite sees a need and starts building an archway, and then others stop to help out. An example of individual initiative leading collective action. So what happens next for us at South Church? We shall see.